In an increasingly rare move, Pennsylvania lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are pushing for a measure projected to benefit thousands of state residents with criminal records. The so-called Clean Slate legislation will automatically seal lower-level convictions from public view, convictions that, for many, have dramatically altered the course of their lives. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
2004 was a tough year for Ronald. In less than a month, he was arrested twice, once for theft, once for conspiracy.
With the conspiracy, the police came up and my brother was out there selling drugs and they said I yelled out, here's 5-0. The second one was a retail theft. I tried to steal a pocketbook out of Neiman Marcus.
Ronald, in his early 20s then, was later convicted of both misdemeanor charges. They've haunted and frustrated him ever since.
And I'm not making excuses for my mistakes because they're my mistakes and I take them. I take them on. You understand? But how many times can I be punished for the same mistake? Every time I go apply for a job and it comes up, I'm getting punished again. Every time I try to go on a class trip with my daughter and it comes up and I got to explain it, I'm getting punished again.
We're not giving Ronald's last name to protect his ongoing efforts to leave behind his criminal past. If Clean Slate gets signed into law, it would quiet the exasperation in his voice. The measure automatically seals all nonviolent misdemeanor convictions after 10 years for those who haven't committed another crime since. Ronald wants nothing more than to see Clean Slate signed into law. Over the past 13 years, his criminal past has been the source of considerable disappointment and pain. He still remembers the first time his record cost him an engineering job. It was the first gig he applied for after putting himself through school. He cried the whole drive back to Philly from Delaware.
For me, it's funny because once I accomplished these licenses, I just knew life. For me, I made it. Mentally, I thought I made it. And then life gave me a hard reality check, like the fight just began. You're not even in the fight.
Ronald says at times the pile of rejections warped his sense of self.
You start to believe what they say. Maybe he's worthless. Maybe this is just not for us. Maybe you are the person from 2004.
These days, Ronald owns his own heating and cooling company. He's also the chief engineer at a chemical company. And so his interest in seeing Clean Slate pass isn't economic anymore.
For me, it will be getting your name back. It will be that everybody's seen that you made a mistake, and from their mistake on, you've been a model citizen, not a parking ticket, not nothing, jaywalking, nothing. That will mean everything to me.
Last November, Pennsylvania lawmakers passed Act 5. The measure enables people to have some misdemeanor convictions sealed if a judge approves their petition. It's a process that can take somewhere between 6 months to a year to complete if you're successful. Before that, your only option for misdemeanor convictions was to do what Shakia did, request a pardon from the governor. That's a complex process that takes years, often only to find out that you've been rejected. Shakia had more luck, but it took the young mother more than 5 years to get rid of a nearly 15-year-old conviction for shoplifting.
I just thought it was stupid. I'm going to be honest, just blatantly honest. Like, I thought it was stupid because, really, people make mistakes and people change. So for a little conviction of a retail theft, it was like, seriously.
Applying for a pardon involves writing an essay detailing the circumstances surrounding your crime and your positive accomplishments since then. You also have to get people to write letters extolling your character. If you're selected, you then argue your case before the Pennsylvania Board of Pardons, which makes a recommendation to the governor. Shakia got that chance last summer. After hearing her out, all four members approved her request.
I believe when I told them my story, it was heartfelt, and they also seen the pain, the struggle, and the hindrance that I had with the conviction on my record, because it was a lot of things that helped me back from certain jobs, not even just jobs, careers, jobs that led to careers, my education.
Shakia just recently picked up her signed pardon, not long before her birthday.
I got the best birthday gift all. Ready. A new start. Yeah, I'm going to get it laminated. I think I'm even going to hang it up like as a degree.
Shakia says she hopes no one else in her situation ever has to go through the same nerve-wracking and time-consuming experience of trying to get a pardon. Clean Slate was meticulously crafted with the aim of moving it through the Senate and House with relative ease. Governor Tom Wolf has publicly backed the bill. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.